blood, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good Lord.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our iniquities. Holy God, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yerabodham, Yerabodham, Yerabodham. Kiri Lyson, Kiri Lyson, Kiri Lyson. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. O come, let us worship and fall down before God our King. O come, let us worship and fall down before Christ our King and our God. O come, let us worship and fall down before Christ himself, our King and our God. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy great mercy, according to the multitude of thy compassion, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my iniquity and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil before thee, that thou mightest be justified in thy words, and prevail when thou art judged. For behold, thou wast conceived in iniquities, and in sin did my mother bear me. For behold, thou hast loved truth, the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom hast thou made manifest unto me. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Thou wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. Thou shalt make me to hear joy and gladness, the bones that be humble, they shall rejoice. Turn thy face away from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and with thy governing spirit establish me. I shall teach transgressors thy ways, and the ungodly shall turn back unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall declare thy righteousness. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. For if I desired sacrifice, I would have given it. With whole burnt offerings, thou shalt not be pleased. A sacrifice unto God is a broken spirit. A heart that is broken and humble, God will not despise. Do good, O Lord, and thy good pleasure unto Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built up. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness and oblation and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar.
O God, be attentive unto helping me, O Lord. Make haste to help me. Let them be shamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to shame that desire evils against me. Let them be turned back straight away in shame that say unto me, well done, well done. Let them be glad and rejoice in thee, all that seek after thee, O God, and let them that love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But as for me, I am poor and needy. O God, come into mine aid, my helper and deliverer art thou, O Lord, make no long tarrying.
O Lord, hear my prayer, give ear to my supplication, and thy truth hearken unto me in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he has humbled my life down to the earth. He has sat me in darkness as those that have been long dead, and my spirit within me has become despondent. Within me my heart is troubled. I remember the days of old, I meditate on all thy works. I pondered on the creations of thy hands. I stretched forth thy hands unto thee, my soul thirsted after thee like a watery flame. Quickly hear me, O Lord, my spirit hath fainted away. Turn not thy face away from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy mercy in the morning, for in thee have I put my hope. Cause me to know, O Lord, the way wherein I should walk, for unto thee have I lifted up my soul. Rescue me from my enemies. O Lord, unto thee have I fled for refuge. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy good spirit shall lead me in the land of uprightness. For thy name's sake, O Lord, shall thou quicken me. In thy righteousness shall thou bring my soul out of affliction, and in thy mercy shall thou utterly destroy my enemies. And thou shalt cut off all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. O Lord, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takest away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Thou who takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. O Thou who sittest at the right hand of the Father, and have mercy on us. For Thou only art holy, Thou only art the Lord, O Jesus Christ, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Every day will I bless Thee, and I will praise Thy name forever, yea, forever and ever. Lord, Thou hast been our refuge in all generations. I said, Be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against Thee. Lord, I have fled unto thee. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee. Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this day without sin. Blessed art thou, O Lord, God of our fathers, and praised and glorified is thy name forever. Amen. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, as we do put our hope in thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Blessed art thou, O Master, make me to understand thy statutes. Blessed art thou, O Holy One, enlighten me with thy statutes. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. O despise not the works of thy hands. To thee belongeth worship, to thee belongeth praise, to thee belongeth glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all worlds, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, for us men and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered and was buried. And on the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
It is truly meet to bless thee, O Theotokos, Lord, ever blessed and all blameless, and the Mother of our God, more honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. Thou who without corruption bearest God the Word, and our truly Theotokos, we magnify thee.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our iniquities. Holy God, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
O holy apostles, intercede with thy merciful God, may he grant unto our souls forgiveness of offenses.
The truth of things hath revealed thee to thy flock as a rule of faith and an icon of meekness and a teacher of temperance. Therefore thou hast achieved the heights by humility, riches by poverty. O Father and High Art Nicholas, intercede with Christ God for the salvation of our souls.
As deliverer of captives and defender of the poor, healer of the infirm, champion of kings, victorious great martyr George, intercede with Christ our God for our soul's salvation.
The three most great luminaries of the three-sun divinity have illumined all of the world with the rays of doctrines divine and true. They are the sweetly flowing rivers of wisdom, who with godly knowledge have watered all creation in clear and mighty streams. The great and sacred Basil and the theologian, wise Gregory, together with the renowned John, the famed Chrysostom of Golden Speech. Let us all who love their divinely wise words come together, honoring them with hymns, for ceaselessly they offer entreaty for us to the Trinity. Since ye were of like ways with the apostles and teachers of the whole world, intercede with the Master of all, that peace be granted unto the world and great mercy to our souls.
O God of our fathers, who ever dealest with us according to our kindness, do not withdraw thy mercy from us, but through their intercessions guide our life in peace. Adorned in the blood of thy martyrs throughout all the world as a purple and fine linen, thy church through them doth cry unto thee, O Christ God. Send down thy compassions upon thy people. Grant to thy community to our souls great mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. With thy saints give rest, O Christ, to the souls of thy servants, for thou hast neither sickness nor sorrow nor sighing, but life everlasting.
Both now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Through the intercessions, O Lord, of all the saints and the most holy birth giver of God, grant us thy peace and have mercy on us as thou alone art compassionate.
Lord have mercy.
Thou who at all times and every hour in heaven and on earth art worshipped and glorified, O Christ God, who art long-suffering, plenteous in mercy, most compassionate, who lovest the righteous and hast mercy on sinners, who callest all to salvation through the promise of good things to come, receive, O Lord, our prayers at this hour, and guide our life toward thy commandments. Sanctify our souls, make chaste our bodies, correct our thoughts, purify our intentions, and deliver us from every sorrow, evil, and pain. Compass us about with thy holy angels, that guarded and guided by their array, we may attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of thine unapproachable glory. For blessed art thou unto the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim, thou without corruption bearest God the Word, and art truly the Mother of God, we magnify thee. Bless, Father, in the name of the Lord.
May God have compassion upon us, and bless us. May he show his light and his countenance upon us, and have mercy on us.
Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Most Holy Mother of God, save us.
O Lady, Bride of God, spotless, blameless, pure, and immaculate Virgin, thou who without corruption by thy glorious birth gave
love towards mankind of thy only begotten Son, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom are all due glory, honor, and worship, with his unoriginate Father, and his all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and for the ages of ages. Amen.
And grant unto us, O Master, when we depart to sleep, repose of body and soul, and protect us from the murky sleep of sin and from all the dark pleasures of the night. Calm the impulses of passions and quench the fiery darts of the evil one which are craftily thrown against us. Check the turbulence of our flesh and still all earthly and material thoughts. And grant us, O God, a prudent reason, a vigilant heart, a tranquil sleep free from all the fantasies of Satan. Raise us up again at the time of prayer, strengthened in thy commandments, holding steadfastly within us the remembrance of thy judgments. Grant us grace to glorify thee all through the night, that we may praise and bless and glorify thine all honorable and majestic name, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
The most glorious ever virgin of blessed earth giver of God, present our prayer to thy Son, our God, and intercede with him that through thee he may save our souls.
The Father is my hope, the Son is my refuge, the Holy Spirit is my protection. O Holy Trinity, glory to thee.
In thee, O Father of God, I place all my hope. Keep me under thy protection.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness. We pray thee, hear us, and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for all pious and Orthodox Christians.
Yara Burham.
Again, we pray for our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, Archbishop Anthony, and all our brotherhood in Christ.
Again,
we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, visitation, and pardon and forgiveness of sins for the servants of God, Metropolitan Paul, Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, the priest Robert, Sahar, Hussam, Asma, Wadiya, Danila, Emil, Levi, Vera, Alex, Paniotis, Vera, Avery, Miriam, Phyllis, Shauna, Don, Joanne, Daisy, Ahmad, Johnny, Noel, Liver, Sally, Nathalie, Nicola, George, Adam, Ida, Deborah, Eva, Nicholas, Elaine, Michael, William, Lois, Brian, Kelly, Chuck, Steve, Edwina, Jacob, Randy, all those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, team soil, altar servers, altar society, chapters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry, and all Orthodox Christians of true worship who live and dwell in this community.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, our merciful God, and love us mankind, and with thee be ascribed glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ, our God, and our hope.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Father,
make Christ our true God through the intercessions of his all-magnificent and all-blameless Holy Mother, of the great martyr George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy apostles and Nicholas, Archbishop of Myra in Lycia, the wonder words of whom we remember on this day, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of the three holy hierarchs, Basil the Great, Gregory the Theologian, and John Chrysostom, who we also remember on this day, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind, through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us.